Not a great time of the season for the Maple Leafs. It has been an encouraging start. There's no doubt after last year's great playoff. Six-game series against Washington, the build-up to this regular season, Austin Matthews, they were scoring goals, excitement, now lost 4 out of 5 and starting to slip. And, Gare, what's the real Leafs this year? Is it a combination of the two, the first 10 games and the last 5?
I don't think we've seen the real team yet. I think the greatest snag for them to this point, I know that people will talk about Mitch Marner slumping and Tyler Bozak slumping and JVR seeming like he's down a court. The goaltending just hasn't been good enough with Fred Anderson. He had bad patches last season, and he had struggles early. But if he's stopping 9 pucks out of 10 and nothing more than that, he's 901 right now. They're going to have it'll be life or death to get into the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? The Leafs realized that they have a problem in net, not necessarily with Freddie Anderson, but what's behind him too. When the season is only days old and they're making a move to get Calvin Pickard from the Golden Knights, you're a little bit concerned about Anderson getting burnt out and what you might have behind him too. So I think the management team and Mike Babcock knows that that's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a concern going forward.
Well, end of the day, but that is the issue, guys. And listen, it wasn't a concern last year. Freddie Anderson played 98% of the games from the second half of the season through the playoffs and was outstanding. And I think every team in the NHL has got a backup goaltender issue because it's just by nature, that's a tough position to fill. I mean, you want a great backup. If he's a great backup, he wants to be a number one goaltender. It's like an American Hockey League player who goes to bed at night dreaming of playing in the AHL, but you need somebody in your system. You need a backup goaltender. So I'll cut the little slack there. The problem is, like Gare says, if your number one isn't a number one and there's no depth in the system, holy smokes, you got an issue. And then you got a team in front of them that don't play defense.
Well, what's the upside for Fred Anderson? Is he going to be one of the 5 best goaltenders in the NHL? I don't think so. If he's somewhere between 8 and 12, that would be a win, but I'm not even sure if he's going to be that down the line.
I'll tell you this much. If he's an 8 to 12, there's a great point. If it's an 8 to 12, Boff, can you still win? Can you still be a team win a couple of playoff rounds with the 10th best goalie in hockey?
I think so, and I think that the Leafs are banking on that too, that they're saying, you know what, we have him locked up now at, I think, $5 million a season, $5.5 million a season, whatever it is, and they're banking on him to be solid middle of the road, and I think that they want to use that cap space to, you know, shore up their young core of forwards with Matthews, Marner, Nylander, etc. So, and I think if you've seen that it can work in the past too. You know, Antti Niemi winning with the Blackhawks a few years back. So you can win without an elite goalie, but you know, at the same time, goals against over 3 and save percentage at 901 is going to do it either. So
you need to hit on every other cylinder if you've got Niemi.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that leads to the rest of the team. And okay, so the goaltending gets a little shaky. And the old adage in sports is then, well, you got to pick up your goaltender some nights and play a better game if the goaltender is. It's the same thing, the challenge every time Al Montoya goes in goal for Montreal, the pressure and expectation on the team is we got to step up. He's in goal. So let's talk about, so the goaltending gets shaky, whether it's Anderson or the backup or whatever. It's incumbent then on this team to play a little tighter. But are they capable? Do they not want to play that kind of style? I mean, like Mike Babcock was talking, going into L.A., they just look completely dominated, completely out of gas. Now, they came back and scored 3 goals, so let's give them credit. I guess that, Gare, is the description of the kind of team the Leafs are. They play that kind of style because you know what? Well, you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire with the Leafs in their offense. Other teams are playing with fire because they can move the puck and score quickly. But is that enough to really be a legit, you know, top 8 team in the league?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I just wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to read too much into this last road trip. That was like a brutal roadie to have at this stage of the season. I think that they'll get their game together, but in their conference is really there for the, you know, the taking, not you know, a top seed spot. But if you're talking finishing somewhere between fifth and eighth, I think that's completely reasonable.
Well, I'll tell you, I would agree with that, because especially, never mind the conference, let's look at the division. And you don't want to start, like, you know, giving people playoff spots at the start of the year. But Tampa Bay's got a terrific hockey club. They're off to a great start, but that's a very good team. Ottawa finds a way. They found a way. Last year, they were a goal away from a Stanley Cup. And then there's the Leafs. The rest of the division, Detroit, best due date long gone. Buffalo, still in a rebuild. Florida, can't figure it out. Boston, although off to a kind of a decent start, I see them as the next Detroit.
They can't have any confidence in Boston.
100%. So there you are. There's three teams. The top three teams make a playoff spot. So you don't want to get that far ahead of it, because a lot of things can happen. Injuries can happen. But it's hard to envision them not taking that. But back to the rest of the team. And, you know, Mark, when you look at the rest of the team, one of the things that had Leaf fans excited at the start of the year, as they should be, was, well, they're only going to get better. You have Matthews and Nylander and Marner and the rookies, and look how good they are as rookies. And then in year two, they're going to get better, and then year three, they're going to get even better, and year four, they're going to get even better. That happens. Gary and I were talking off air about this sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't happen at all. And boy, we're seeing a regression. I hate to pick on him, but from Mitch Marner, and for that matter, some of the other veterans on this team just aren't doing it.
I think that's a fair point. I mean, you know, I think we can all agree that while they are a team on the rise, let's not kid ourselves. They snuck into the playoffs in eighth spot last year. I mean, they are still a flawed team. They don't have an incredibly deep blue line. So, and you know, there is always that sophomore slump possibility, which you are seeing a bit early on with Marner. So, you know, I do think that, you know, the best is yet to come this season. Like Gare mentioned, it is an insanely tough road trip for any team, let alone a young team, to go out west.
Just think of where they were last year at this time.
Exactly.
Like, they were second last in the conference or right around it, you know. So they came together really quickly around this time last year. They started to play their best hockey. Well, it's way too early to make a full snap decision on this team.